Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Ringside Chaos, the professional wrestling discussion segment of the Bear of Texas podcast. The only professional wrestling podcast in the world where pro wrestling is discussed passionately, with confidence, with great knowledge, and most of all, in the most sophisticated way. So brace yourselves, ladies and gentlemen, because chaos is about to be unleashed. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Ringside Chaos, the professional wrestling discussion segment of the Bear of Texas podcast and Paint Train Pipe Bomb Productions. My name is Alex Alcazaz, a.k.a. the Bear of Texas. And ladies and gentlemen, I have learned recently that Andrade El Idolo has undergone surgery for a torn pectoral muscle. Well, quite frankly, honestly, I've been wondering where Andrade has been lately, because last we heard, he was sent home by Tony Khan after he got into a backstage fight with Sammy Guevara. Now, as far as that goes, we kind of knew that that's something like that was coming because, as I did an episode on this not long ago, that Andrade and Sammy Guevara have been having a lengthy feud on social media. Particularly, it was on Twitter, okay? And of course, as we know, Sammy Guevara was complaining that Andrade had stiffed him during a match. Then Andrade kind of said, you know, this is professional wrestling. These things kind of happen. You know, honestly, yeah, it does happen. Sometimes stiff hits do happen. But at the end of the day, what we have to understand is Andrade, the way he was trained, the style of wrestling that he's trained is a little bit more stiff than the kind of training you get here in the United States. I mean, Andrade is one of a kind. There is absolutely no doubt in my mind that Andrade is a legitimate ass kicker, okay? And this is not to knock Sammy Guevara or anything, because I know that Sammy Guevara, as greatly talented as he is, he too is uniquely trained. Both Sammy Guevara and Andrade are both very, very unique and amazing professional wrestlers. Two of the greatest I have ever had the honor of watching on television and in real life. Anyway, so this whole thing with Andrade, again, as we know, I was actually wondering when he was going to make his return, because I felt that this whole thing with Sammy Guevara by now had been, you know, blown over and had been dead, and I'd imagine by now they would, you know, shake hands, you know, say, look, let's put this behind us, let's focus on the business and everything, like, you know, how Sammy Guevara did with Eddie Kingston. But I think right now the whole thing with Andrade lately has been the surgery. So I think on social media recently he wrote, and I quote, he actually did it from his hospital bed. You know, we saw the picture. He wrote on Twitter, and I quote, "My first surgery. I can't believe it happened. A few months ago, I tore my pectoral. Thank God I could and wanted to finish the match. I kept working because I love the business. But we know that many people do not value your effort. These days off, I took the opportunity to go to the doctor." So, you know, honestly, right now, first of all, I praise Andrade for his commitment and love and dedication to the world of professional wrestling, his love and his passion for what he loves to do in life. Sometimes when you get hurt during a match, you do what you can to finish the match. Now, sometimes, obviously, you can try, and maybe sometimes the injury is so bad that you just cannot do it, but and that usually kind of turns out to be a little bit frowned upon. But I'm telling you, Andrade finishing the match, you know, because of his love and commitment for the business, I mean, that I have nothing but respect for. So honestly, from the bottom of my heart, I want to thank Andrade, and I wish him nothing but the best. I wish him a speedy recovery. My prayers are with him. And honestly, I cannot wait to see him in the ring again. So anyway, but speaking of Andrade, going back, like, he's been basically out of action since October, and that's, I think, when he was sent home by Tony Khan. But according to these particular sources, especially one from WrestlingNews.com, you know, we saw a clip from a match on the 17th of August when he was in a match for the Trios title. And then I think honestly, if I'm correct, Andrade's last match, I believe, was that ladder match, if I'm correct. It was the ladder match, I believe, that was on September 4th, according to this. It was on AEW programming. It was actually on the All Out pay-per-view. Again, so I'm not entirely sure, but I know that, you know, there was that trios match. I'd imagine that's where the injury took place, because he specifically spoke about it. Again, it was on August 17th. It was in an AEW World Trios Championship tournament against the Elite, and it was, again, on the 17th of August. So, honestly, I think the injury occurred during that particular match, but again, I just basically proved myself correct. Andrade did, in fact, wrestle in the Casino ladder match at All Out, which took place, you know, a little about several weeks later. So that means that not only did Andrade work through that particular match, he was even continued to work, you know, even despite being injured, he continued to work through the storylines. I mean, talk about a love, commitment, and dedication to the world of professional wrestling. I mean, Andrade, I would think that in Andrade's case, professional wrestling is more to him than a job. I mean, professional wrestling is his love, it's his passion, it is his life. Andrade loves this business so much. I mean, this business is his life. So right now, as much as I am on a tirade of praising and giving much love and thanks to none other than Andrade, man, this dude just continues to be, you know, whew, man. So honestly, yeah, my mind, I have been thinking a lot about, you know, what's been going on, because again, I figured that by now the whole thing with Sammy Guevara had been died down. Now, a lot of wrestling fans are very, very disappointed that Sammy Guevara seems to have gone unpunished about it. But then from what we understand is that Andrade, you know, threw the punch or whatever. And honestly, look, whatever the case is, whoever started the fight, you know, whoever started the feud, honestly, all I want is for Sammy and Andrade to shake hands, put the whole thing behind them, and then move forward. You know, that's all. Because again, Sammy Guevara and Andrade, I respect the hell out of them both, okay? They are both immensely, uniquely talented. I mean, honestly, I want to see another high-profile main event match between Sammy Guevara and Andrade. Honestly, I would love to see that, okay? But right now, honestly, we have no clue just how long Andrade is going to be out. I mean, since he just underwent the surgery and it's for a torn pectoral muscle, I would imagine it's going to be at least 6 months. We may not see him until probably the summer of next year. As much as it pains me to say, but now, I'm not a medical expert in any way or shape or form. I don't know anything about torn pectoral muscle injuries, but honestly, I think from what we've seen before from football players and pro wrestlers, we know that the time of recovery is a very long time, and I would imagine that for a professional wrestler, it may be longer than usually expected. So right now, again, you know, posted that video. So basically, he did say that he is withdrawing from a booking. He was actually booked to appear at a RGR Lucha Libre event in the state of California. But it says here that he withdrew due to an undisclosed health issue. So I'd imagine that this one is. And according to this, on WrestlingInc.com, that Andrade is going to be replaced by fellow AEW star Rey Fénix. So I'd imagine Andrade is honestly going to withdraw from any bookings he has outside of AEW. Right now, I'd imagine he's definitely going to be out of action for a while. But, you know, going back to when the day that he was suspended on the October 5th taping, I think that was the day he was going to be suspended, or it was at least that week. Andrade was originally scheduled to wrestle 10 of the Dark Order. And, of course, you know, Preston Vance, 10, as we know recently, he recently turned heel and turned on the Dark Order. My good friend, Mr. Ricky, a.k.a. the Master of Mayhem, took the liberty of doing an episode on that. And I want to thank him personally for doing that. You know, Ricky also kind of runs this show as well. And, you know, sometimes, you know, if I can't be there to do a show with him, he'll go ahead and do it. I mean, Ricky's my business partner. I trust him. And if you guys love what I'm doing, believe me, you'll love what Ricky's doing. Because what I do on this show, I learned from Ricky, y'all. So, God bless you, Ricky. Anyway, so he was supposed to work to Preston 10 Vance of the Dark Order on AEW Rampage, and it was supposed to be a career versus mask match, okay? Now, of course, again, the match ended up being scrapped because of the altercation between Andrade and Sammy Guevara, and as a result, Andrade ended up being sent home while Sammy went on to work that night. Now, Tony Khan, I have not heard any comment from him about Andrade regarding the incident with Guevara, or Andrade's current status with All Elite Wrestling, or Andrade's future with All Elite Wrestling. I mean, right now, honestly, as far as Andrade goes, anything from Tony Khan or from any wrestler, you know, with AEW, it's been quiet. I'd imagine a lot of wrestlers are not going to talk about it, especially Guevara, because they don't want to basically escalate the situation. Of course, we're not really going to hear anything from Guevara, but, you know, but I'm sure as far as Andrade's future or current status of the company, I mean, Sammy Guevara, honestly, is not the dude to talk about. I mean, I'd imagine that he's basically on a need-to-know basis, you know, just like I am, so. But, you know, the fact that Tony Khan has actually been very, very quiet about it, I mean, to me, that strongly suggests, well, maybe I shouldn't say suggest, I should probably say insist. The fact that Tony Khan has been quiet about it, to me, that insists that the current status and the future between Andrade and AEW, I would say it does not seem to be going well. And that wouldn't surprise me because I'm pretty sure Dave Meltzer said that Andrade had been very, very unhappy with the booking and his position with the creative direction with AEW, and that he was supposedly trying to do something, you know, to get out of the company. Now, I can't exactly confirm that. I mean, this is just something I saw on Twitter. You know, several other pro wrestling sources have said that, but nothing really has been confirmed. I mean, this is just one of those cases that you're just basically, you're in one dead end right into another. I mean, we just don't know what's going on. And this is it right here. According to the whatculture.com, you know, Dave Meltzer supposedly reported that Andrade has been actively, quote, trying to get fired from AEW. Now, honestly, again, I cannot confirm. This is, you know, alleged. This is supposed. I mean, we don't really have any proof. I mean, we have not much confirmation, I should say. But again, if Andrade was to basically admit or, you know, acknowledge that he's not happy with his booking in AEW, then that would basically be the proof of the pudding. Now, honestly, me personally, I have not been too particularly thrilled with how Andrade has been used by AEW programming. If, you know, when he first arrived, I think he was briefly managed by Vicky Guerrero before he replaced her with Chavo. But honestly, yeah, I'm sure I speak for a lot of wrestling fans. You know, I've spoken to a lot of wrestling fans that are huge fans of Andrade. You know, fans, you know, basically some of my loyal followers for this show, you know, who live in Mexico, that are a huge fan of, you know, the AAA Lucha Libre promotion, Asociación y Administración. I hope I said that correctly. A lot of those fans basically say, yeah, they don't like the way Andrade has been booked. I mean, honestly, again, I feel the same way. I really honestly want, I really wish that Andrade would be booked better. I really would love to see if once Andrade does come back, and if he's still with the promotion, if he works things out with Tony Khan and everybody, I would love to see Andrade be in the AEW world title picture. But of course, if that's to happen, they have to build him the proper way. So at this point, really, I just want Andrade to basically be used properly, because Andrade is a very, very brilliant professional wrestler. I mean, Andrade is one of a kind. I've seen his work in Mexico. I've seen his work in Japan. I mean, I've seen his work, period. I mean, everything I saw in WWE. Now, lately, there's been a lot of reports with WWE management trying to be in contact with current AEW wrestlers that were formerly with WWE. I mean, it's no surprise now that Triple H is in charge and Vince McMahon is off into retirement. So it's no surprise that WWE is doing everything in their power to try to convince their former talent to leave AEW to return to WWE to right all the wrongs. But WWE cannot make the same mistake that Tony Khan has been making with AEW, and that would be signing talent after talent, especially the ex-WWE talent, into contracts and not use them, you know, not give them enough time on TV. Now, I understand you can't, you know, obviously, but the problem is, you know, when you sign all these talents, knowing that it's going to be impossible to be able to use them all, I mean, at the end of the day, that's merely a publicity stunt. So WWE just can't sign back some very popular names just for publicity reasons. If you're going to sign somebody that's huge in professional wrestling, you got to actually make sure that you have plans to use that particular talent in the most, how you say, realistic and more logical way as far as creative direction goes. Like, in other words, you got to use that wrestler and things have to work out. I mean, the plans have to be more than simply convincing. Like, in other words, WWE is going to have to make sure that they have something for that particular talent, and they better be sure that the plans are very, very good. So I'd imagine that once Andrade heals up, is clear to wrestle again, you know, by then, who knows if he'll still be with AEW or if he'll be a free agent. I'd imagine that if he doesn't, that if his contract during this time does expire and he opts not to re-sign with AEW, and then basically he'll have all the other options out there. I'd imagine, you know, he could still go work in Japan, go work in Mexico, work all over, and then and perhaps go to WWE. But we know if he does go to WWE, he's not going to be able to work in Japan and in Mexico and everywhere else. So if Andrade becomes a free agent while he's recovering, and then but by the time he's clear to wrestle, you know, he'll have all these options on the table. And imagine that Andrade is going to take his time to make a decision. But, you know, but until then, we need Andrade to heal up, because we're going to need him to come back stronger than ever. So, yeah. So once again, I'd like to send my thoughtful wishes for a speedy recovery to Andrade El Idolo. Again, I'm a huge fan of Andrade. I appreciate his work and his love and commitment for the wrestling business. I hope all goes well in the future. And again, I wish him nothing but a speedy recovery. And again, I thank him for everything that he has done for the world of professional wrestling. And I cannot wait to see what he does in the future. Ladies and gentlemen, Ringside Chaos is available on all streaming platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and YouTube. And remember, if you know somebody that loves professional wrestling and they are looking for a very, very interesting professional wrestling podcast, then I assure you, Ringside Chaos is the show for them. That, ladies and gentlemen, is a guarantee. Thank you all very, very much, and I will see y'all next time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.